We're going to chat about a new podcast now. Let's take a little clip of it. This is Mark Longley talking about his daughter, Emma.
I stopped for petrol halfway between Whakatane and Auckland, and I saw a newspaper stand full of copies of the Herald. Emily's face took up the whole front page. As I walked across the forecourt, I thought I was going to throw up. I got to the airport, and as I waited to board, I saw people throwing copies of the paper and my daughter's face into the bin. I wanted to shout out, don't throw it away. It's my daughter.
Yeah, 8 years ago, longtime journalist and News Hub managing editor Mark Longley went through the worst thing that can happen to a parent. His daughter Emma was murdered aged just 17. And now Mark has written and presented a new podcast examining death, how we talk about it, how we mourn, how we cope, and why people find it so hard to discuss it. The podcast is called Death, a podcast about love, grief and hope, and it's produced by News Hub. And Mark Longley joins me now. Hi there.
Hi, Jesse.
Was it a hard thing to do to come back to this subject?
Yeah, it was. It was a hard thing to do, and just listening to little bits like that again, just kind of bring it all back. Those little moments that at the time, you know, I remember walking across that forecourt, for example, and seeing Emily's picture, and it was just like someone came and hit me in the guts with a baseball bat. It's always hard to revisit those moments.
So why did you decide to do it?
Well, there were a number of reasons, and this started off as an idea for a feature, and it kind of morphed into a podcast. But you know, being a journalist, I went through this grief process. Well, I'm still going through it, but I went through it, and there were just a number of things that struck me, and one of them was how people found it really difficult to talk to me about Emily and about what had happened. And I, you know, it just kind of interested me, why are we so awkward around death? And I'm guilty of it as well. You don't know what to say. You might say the wrong thing. You end up not saying anything, which is kind of not the right thing to do. So I just, the kind of journalist to me was interested in this. So I wanted to examine it. And then there were a few other things I wanted to examine the process of going through grief yourself, because it's an incredibly confusing time in your life. You crave human comfort, but you feel cut off from the rest of the world. And there's all these, it's like a whirlwind. It's a kind of paradox that you live in, because you crave human comfort, but you're also hurting. So you kind of push people away, and people are awkward to talk to you. So it's just kind of a weird situation. And once I'd come through the worst of it, it kind of interested me. I wanted to examine it.
Yeah. You got a crash course in grief, which is the last thing you want, really. But did you also want to take a bit of an academic approach or talk to experts on grief and find out a bit about the mechanics of it, not just your own experience, but how it tends to work with people?
Yeah, I've talked to a couple of experts in here, a couple of grief counsellors, Lise Grew-Alberts and Peter Bray, who both live in New Zealand, and have both actually been through tragedy themselves. And so that the podcast is very much people's stories, but it's kind of analysed as well. So we talk about why you might go through that particular patch of your grief and try and break it down. And hopefully if someone's listening, or someone listens to the podcast and they're in that stage of grief, what we say what's said in this podcast kind of makes sense and will help them get through it, but just kind of be a bit of a guide for them to get through it.
I'm talking to Mark Longley, father of Emily. Sorry, there's a typo in the intro. Emily Longley, who was murdered, and now Mark is dealing with that and examining it and the aftermath in a podcast. It's called Death, a podcast about love, grief and hope. Do different people's grief have anything in common, or is every person's story unique, Mark?
I think it's probably a bit of both. Everybody grieves in a unique way, and there's no one type of grieving. But, you know, you're linked by the fact that you're sad that someone's died. You know, that's the kind of common thing, and it's painful, and you're not really too sure what to do. So there are commonalities, but I can't say to someone who's lost a child, I know how you're feeling, because they might be feeling different to me. and everyone's grief is unique. But, you know, we're all kind of, we're all just sad. You're all just missing the person who's died, really.
How much do you want to talk about her in everyday life, Mark?
I like to talk about her. She's still part of our lives. Her pictures are around my house. We talk about her. She's just not physically here, but Emily's still part of our lives. You know, very much. I mean, I say goodnight to her every night. I say goodnight to a photo of her. You know, so she's still very much around.
And what about the case? If people want to talk to you about the case or express sympathy or anger about that, are you comfortable talking about that, or does that bring up too much tough stuff?
Yeah, no, I've moved on from that case. I don't like to think about Elliot Turner very much. He's in prison. I don't have to think about him at the moment. But if people want to talk about it, I'm happy to talk about it. I'm not angry about it anymore. I've gone past that. I kind of let go of my anger. I'm not angry at Elliot Turner anymore.
What about his parents? They were involved in a bit of a cover-up as well.
Yeah, you know, I was pretty annoyed with them at the time. But you know, you have to, you know, anger's a very, it's a very nasty thing to hold inside you. And it's kind of destructive, and it can rise up, and it can take you over. And so I had to let go of it. You know, I let it go, because it's hard enough living with the grief, but living with anger as well, it's just it's quite corrosive.
Is grief something that you have to understand as something that you won't just get over? Do you have to get your head into the space where you're not waiting for it to finish or for it to go away or even possibly to diminish, but you have to adjust your life to live with this big thing that's inside you now?
Yeah, absolutely. You're not one of the things that comes through in this podcast, and one of the things I found is that you will never be free of the grief. And to be honest, I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to stop being sad that Emily died. It kind of connects me to her still. So that's fine. I've learned to live with that. And I think you learn to manage it. And there's various ways that you can manage your grief. I learned to manage mine, and it stops controlling you. And it becomes, you know, it's like an annoying friend or something. You're kind of there. It's kind of there with you. It annoys you sometimes, but you just learn to live with it.
The podcast has been out in the world for 24 hours or so. Have you heard from anyone who's listened to it? Have you had any interesting feedback?
Yeah, I've had quite a few messages from people, really touching messages. Someone said they had listened to it last night, and their son had died 8 months ago. And I got another one from Canada, actually, bizarrely enough, saying that her daughter, she'd listened to it, and her daughter had died a few years ago. And I've had some lovely messages from people who have lost people, saying that they've listened to it, and it's been good for them to listen to it, which is really pleasing, because that's kind of why we did it.
Yeah,
because I wanted have something there that just shows that you're not alone in your grief. Other people have gone through it, and other people have come through the other side. And the last episode, Hope, which is out tomorrow. That's really the key thing that there is. Well, one of the other things I examined was growing through grief, and what you're left with when you come out the other side. And in some cases, that's some good things. Like, there's things about me that have improved, are better now because of what I've been through. And so you can actually come through with some positives on the other side, which was a really important message as well.
Can you give us an idea of what that might be? It's hard to imagine getting anything positive.
Well, for the work I've done with White Ribbon, for example, in family violence, I wouldn't have done that. You know, there's absolutely no way I would have done that before. It wouldn't even have occurred to me to get involved with family violence. And so that's a good thing. But just in general, like, I'm a lot more tolerant of other people now, and I I tried to look for the good in things and not look for the bad in things. And I just kind of, I don't sweat the small stuff really. There's big things in life, like your family and the people who surround you. And we get very head off about things that aren't very important. And, you know, what's important is that you go home and hug your wife or hug your son or hug your boyfriend. You know, that's what's important in life.
Must be a tremendous sense of achievement to finish the podcast and have it out there in the world. Do you want to keep working in this area on these sorts of issues, or at some point do you want to, quote, move on?
Oh, no, I've kind of enjoyed it, and I'm kind of thinking about the next one now. And, I'm a journalist, and, you know, like, and it's nice to do something that you're actually proud of. As opposed to, some of the stuff we write or some of the stuff that's out there in the media.
Yeah. Do you recommend hanging out with other people who are going through their own grieving, groups, support groups, that sort of thing?
Yeah, it didn't work for me personally, but it does work for other people. And I think that's the thing with grief. Some things work for some people. They don't work for others. So I didn't really... I tried it, a group, but I didn't really find any value in sitting there talking about what was happening. I was much more focused on which may be right or wrong, I don't know. I was much more focused on coping mechanisms.
Yeah.
And I just so I could get through the day, and that's what helped me. But you know, other people, a group therapy might work.
Whatever gets you through, eh?
Yeah, it's absolutely, yeah. It's like the old Frank Sinatra saying.
Where can people find the podcast?
It's on all of the regular things. It's on iTunes and Spotify, and it's also at newshub.co.nz/podcast, I think.
Good man. Really appreciate your time today. Thanks, Mark.
Oh, thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it.
Mark Longley, who is managing editor at News Hub, father of Emily, who was murdered 8 years ago, Emily Longley, when she was just 17 years old. And his new podcast is called Death, a podcast about love, grief, and hope.